I feel that I'm at a certain stage in my teaching career where I feel I can help other teachers. And going back to my own beginning as a teacher, when I started out as a teacher, I would have really welcomed a mentor, somebody who had the experience to pass on in a practical way.
Welcome to La Four Prima Dance. During this podcast, I will be introducing you to the dance syllabus that has been described as fantastic and an inspiration to teach. A major health concern for the 21st century child is obesity and lack of exercise. The La Four Prima Dance syllabus encourages movement and activity amongst children in a fun and creative way. During the next half an hour, I will be highlighting how creator of the La Four Prima Dance syllabus, Mandy Fouracre, has used her wealth of experience and knowledge within dance to create a unique syllabus that has already had a massive impact on the physical and mental development of hundreds of children. Dance can be found in every culture and human social group, from crumping to ballet, salsa to Morris dancing. It has been a part of human nature from the beginning of time as a form of emotion and expression. It is still important today, and as popular as ever, it's a great way to learn new skills, get fit, and meet new people. For over 30 years, Mandy has been involved in dancing. Whether it has been through learning, teaching, or performing, her passion for dance has been constant. Mandy reminisces about her vivid memories when first entering the world of dance and highlights just how different it was to learn dance.
I remember it being extremely disciplined, very rigid, and two abiding memories. One is an occasion where I was told by the teacher that I would have to have my hair cut because it was sapping my energy like Samson. She said my hair was much too long and that's why I didn't have any energy. And I told my mother that I had, Miss Dunstan, I think her name was, she told me that I had to have my hair cut and I was absolutely mortified and I never wanted to go back. So that was one of the memories. And the other was a ballet class where, and I must have been probably 7 or 8, and quite a large proportion of the class was spent writing down the balletic terminology. So at 7 or 8, I had to take my exercise book and a pencil, and we would do something like a développé, and then we would have to sit down and write down développé and its definition, its French definition. So the actual dancing part was minimal, really. Most of it was writing, because writing développé when you don't have to spell it is quite a lengthy process. So I think we did more writing than dancing.
So with shorter hair and a notebook of balletic terminology in hand, that should have really put Mandy off dancing for life. Over 40 years later, I question what it was that helped persuade Mandy to become a dance teacher.
I am of a generation, probably people of my social class didn't go to university. My parents didn't go to university. My parents separated and things were quite difficult financially. And I got a grant. I was quite good at dance. So I auditioned and interviewed for the Royal Academy of Dance. And I was granted a full scholarship grant from the local education authority. So that really paid for my further education. Had I not gone to the Royal Academy of Dance and taken up teaching, I would probably have ended up working in a shop or something, because there was no other career opportunity available to me.
We will hear more of how Mandy made her journey to creating the La Four Prima Dance syllabus shortly. But first, let's look at why movement is so important to a child's development.
Unfortunately, obesity in children is getting worse, and it could result in more young people suffering from diabetes.
Youngsters are supposed to have an hour a day of moderate or vigorous exercise.
But the number doing that has been falling for years.
Joining the launch of a new Fitter Schools challenge to help fight obesity.
Lumbered with a lifetime of chronic health problems, all because they were overweight.
People are very aware now that we do have an obesity problem and that we have to do something to tackle it.
It's been the first generation to be outlived by their parents.
The government aims to halve the number of obese children by 2010. Obesity has been described as a modern epidemic. Around 27% of children are now overweight, and one of the main problems is a continual reduction in the amount of exercise children take. Research has shown that 95% of children who are overweight will be overweight as an adult. The La Four Prima Dance syllabus meets these problem areas head-on and is a fantastic way of encouraging exercise among children as young as three, as Mandy points out.
If a 3-4-year-old learns dance and enjoys it and has fun, it's far more likely that they will go on to do something and to continue that as they're growing up. So to make dance available to all young children, given the scenario in 2008 where we're told there's a tremendous increase in childhood obesity, partly due to eating the wrong food stuffs and also lack of exercise. Not everybody who attends school is interested in sport, football, athletics. So for young children, I think it's engaging them when they're young.
Children have a natural desire to move, and the La Four Prima dance syllabus has been created to encourage movement, rhythm and song amongst children between the ages of 3 and 7. The emphasis of the syllabus is placed on getting children active within an inactive society. Creator of the syllabus, Mandy Foraker.
The emphasis shouldn't be on children becoming dancers. It should be just well-being, exercise, enjoyment, pleasure, because that's what 99.9% of the children who come to dance actually would prefer to go on to experience. It's not the sort of ballerina in pink tutu and point shoes. If that happens, then that's wonderful. But for most young people starting at 3, the likelihood of that happening is practically nil.
Mandy describes how her teaching style has evolved from her early days as a training teacher at the Royal Academy of Dance in London.
I went to the Teachers Training College at the Royal Academy of Dance, and although we were taught how to teach the Royal Academy of Dance syllabus, we were not taught how to teach young children at all. So I graduated, finished college when I was 19 and started teaching, and I didn't have a clue how to teach young children. I had no experience of young children, and I remember the first encounter with a class of 3-year-olds was really quite frightening. I just didn't know what to do with them. I found it really frustrating because they didn't do anything I had been taught to teach. So I had no skill really or understanding of the age group. It's the provision for young children in terms of syllabus created by the major dance organisations. It doesn't really communicate well to that particular stage of development. I was teaching young children, I was teaching the syllabus, and then I began to question, is this the right way to be teaching young children? And is this the right sort of material that we should be teaching to young children? And by young children, I mean 3 to 7 years. Because I think when they go to sort of junior school, they are naturally, developmentally, at a stage where they focus and concentrate better. But prior to that, I think what you're trying to do is obviously to engage them to keep their focus and concentration in such a way that they are enjoying themselves, but in a sense, they don't realise that they're learning something. So they're absorbing that learning in a creative, inspiring, enjoyable environment. And I think that's the important thing.
La Four Prima Dance syllabus has been designed to engage the imagination of the child and ensure that the emphasis in the learning process is enjoyable. The benefits of the syllabus reap the opportunity for children to develop free expression, acting skills, and creative movement. And with the inclusion of dance and stagecraft games, along with percussion, the variety within the content promises to retain the child's interest with enthusiasm.
Children like variety. They don't like doing the same thing over and over and over again. So it was always bringing something different, something fresh, to keep them engaged.
La Four Prima dance syllabus can be taught by anyone, dance teacher or not. It can be used in private dance schools, or it can be used as an educational resource in primary schools. The package includes music, DVD, a written syllabus, and one-on-one training, providing the teacher with a constant aid. Using the La Four Prima dance syllabus can help establish patterns of activity for life amongst children. The four-year dance programme promotes physical growth along with mental and social development through keeping the child active. Prima 1 and 2 is an introduction to dance for early years. Mandy describes the fundamental disciplines and areas of development for children within the four stages of the syllabus.
So in Prima 1, I started with Mr. Roly Poly and a story about Mr. Roly Poly, who only ever sits up really straight because that's why he's called Mr. Roly Poly. He uses his arms rolling, but he sits really strong and tall. So it's introducing children to the idea. And if they have a character who performs in a certain way, they identify with that because it's a fun thing. And it's a fun game and it's a fun little rhyme. And they're learning a principle that they don't even realise. And that is how to sit with your body in alignment strongly when you're sitting on the floor with your legs crossed. So that was the first foundation. And then in Prima 2, it becomes Mrs. Soggy and Mrs. Stretchy.
Teacher of the La Four Prima dance syllabus, Laura Henderson, talks about how important the characters within the programme are at capturing the child's imagination.
Hello, I'm Laura Henderson. I'm 22 years old and I'm a dance teacher. I have my own school based in Crowthorne and Wokingham. They like Morris the Mouse and he runs on his tippy toes and searches for biscuits and biscuit crumbs and cheese. And there's also Zoe the Zebra is obviously stripy black and white. He has a very nice stripy magic black and white leg that always stays in front when he does his forward gallops. And they also like Katie the Caterpillar because that one tells a story. And it goes from a caterpillar into a lovely, beautiful butterfly at the end with sparkles on.
Stage 3 and 4 of La Four Prima Dance is described as a child-friendly approach to developing more of an understanding of basic principles of classical dance technique, as Mandy continues to explain.
I took one of the main fundamental principles of dance being the dancer's body, how to stand with your body in a good alignment and to sit with your dancer's body in a good alignment. And then in Prima 3, we begin to talk about the dancer's body. And in Prima 4, it is a natural way to stand. It's still given as a teaching exercise. So in those 4 years, starting with Prima 1 and ending with Prima 4, all the children would have learned how to stand properly in either a static situation or when moving around the room. I wanted to create something that was going to appeal to children at the age and stage of development that they were at. So I was looking at what they would like to do rather than what I had and they would have to put up with it, which is, I know that sounds very simplistic, but I think to some extent the major dance organisations have almost diluted the syllabus that they have prepared for older students to offer to younger children. And I think you have to look at younger children completely differently. So you have to look to see what engages them, what they love to do. They love moving around, so standing still for any length of time is not desirable. You've got to use the movement base that they naturally have acquired and then work with that. And then what I also did is to isolate and define certain principles of dance movement that they need to acquire. And then it was really wrapping it all up in story, imagery and rhyme, action rhyme and variety.
Teacher of the syllabus, Laura Henderson, states the importance of using a syllabus that is so creative.
I think it is very important because the children need to be creative when dancing. Obviously, dancing on a stage can either tell a story or show emotion when you're dancing. So when they are learning at such a young age all these different characters and the way animals move and the way things happen in life, they're putting them on the stage and being able to communicate to the audience. So you can use stories and you can use characters' names and Mr. Elephant and all these different things. They can understand what these animals do, so that's how they can put them the movement into their own body, and they can, yeah, they know basically what they need to be doing in a certain dance move.
Children are renowned for having creative minds, from imaginary friends to talking teddy bears. The La Four Prima dance syllabus encapsulates a child's creative mind in a way that enables them to go on adventures with lots of different characters.
I think it's really important to cultivate and nurture imagination and creativity in everyone. And it starts when you're, you know, born. So the fact that I will be trying to help young children enjoy their own creativity as well, I think that's a good thing.
I went to the annual education show in Birmingham, where La Four Prima Dance was one of hundreds of other creative companies exhibiting at the show.
So, Mandy, you've been here for 3 days at the education show. Can you tell us a little bit about how it's gone? And
every day has been an adventure. I think we've had a good response from people who in the education sector, and that's why I'm here. I have found the response quite encouraging. The seminar that I took this morning or early this afternoon, again, it was a surprise to see so many people sitting there. And then when I started, it was even more of a surprise to see people who were walking past who just stopped and listened, people taking notes. So clearly it is something that teachers are interested in. And I think it is an area where they lack resources. And certainly from talking to teachers, the whole idea of teachers teaching dance is possible given a really good dance programme, and people said that they had been trying to do dance but it was rubbish, or they didn't, you know, it wasn't very enjoyable for the children, it didn't work, didn't hold their attention. So we shall see. It's a good start, and yeah, I think it's been a very encouraging 3 days.
From colour crayons to musical instruments, the hall was packed with people that work with school pupils in a creative way. I asked exhibitors how important they thought the creative arts were within primary education.
We take creative arts into primary education. It's really, really important for us that primary schools want creative arts in their establishments.
From a personal perspective, I think possibly, you know, we need to be not pushing, but certainly steering people into a more creative environment.
It helps build confidence in the kids and makes them think outside the box and start being encouraging them to experiment with things.
Fantastically important, creative arts, yeah, absolutely. We're trying to get the kids involved, improve their physical side, along with using mental attributes at the same time. So a lot of what we're doing is playing while they're learning and learning while they're playing.
I think it's very important. I mean, children sort of create and learn, and, you know, can make it a lot more fun and just more interesting, you know, rather than sort of basic maths. It's just another element that's always overlooked because the emphasis on sort of English maths and that kind of thing, but it's just as important, if not more.
I think the creative arts are important in all strands of education, and I think it should start in primary school, and that should give everyone a grounding, and it should instill a love and a passion for creativity from a young age, and that should stay with them for the rest of their lives. I think 60% of people who are in full-time education today are going to end up in jobs that don't even exist yet, so everybody needs to be creative in order to adapt. and I think performing arts is a great platform for that.
Really important, because I've got a daughter myself, and I can see the difference in her since she started to play like a musical instrument. And also I'm an artist as well as a musician, so I obviously have a natural bent towards the arts as well, but very important.
Oh, terribly important. I mean, from the early years right into key stages one and two, creativeness sort of underpins all sorts of different things, from creative writing to art and drama and music. So yeah, essential, I would say.
After enjoying the delights of an end of term prima syllabus dance class, I spoke with Sophie Cuthbert's mum, who can really see the benefits of the syllabus.
Sophie has absolutely loved the Love 4 dance syllabus. And having done ballet as a child myself, I could say it's innovative and creative and leading edge. And I'm sure that all the girls who and boys who are introduced to it will thrive in dance and rhythm particularly, because formal dance training can be quite stuffy, and this is very creative and fun.
Programmes like BBC's Strictly Come Dancing have shined a light on the world of dance and popularised it for the 21st century. People who may have once thought they only owned two left feet have now found themselves dancing the cha-cha-cha and the salsa after such programmes have made dance a more accessible pastime. Government funding has aimed to popularise it further still by injecting much-needed money into dance schemes in cities across the UK. I went down to the International Dance Festival in Birmingham, where the city centre had been transformed into a stage, cleverly built around statues and fountains. As part of the festival, there was a group of dancers showcasing some incredible stunts, somersaulting from heights, along with contemporary and breakdance routines. The crowd relished the opportunity to experience such an emotive and physical performance up close.
That's not appreciated, and it needs to be appreciated
a lot more. People just don't know that the training that we do, they really don't know. It's hard. And people think it's easy, but it's hard work for school children.
Very important, I think.
It is very important.
It teaches a lot of skills, coordination, knowledge, you remember stuff, so it works in all different areas.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great.
Brilliant.
I loved it.
I want to see it in the dark, though.
It was really good, really good. Shame about that one of the guys got injured, but... It's good.
I'm a dancer myself, and that was brilliant.
Excellent, it was really good. I like the breakdancing though, it was really good, man.
After the performance, I spoke to freelance dance artists Polly and Ruth, who had been out for the day watching the dancers with their young children.
Physical intelligence is linked to cerebral intelligence, and you see a lot of children in those sort of little satin chairs all day, and their spine is in this kind of fetal position all day, and they're not building up their strength, and they can't keep still because they haven't got their core strength yet. And we try and get them to sit down so early, like five at a school. And you know, if you look at in Scandinavia, they don't go to school till they're six, seven. And they're running around in the forest and learning through play. So I just wish I lived in Scandinavia.
And also children learn in different ways. So many children don't learn orally, they learn kinesthetically. Yeah. So if you're a kinesthetic learner, sitting in the classroom is really hard. And actually you can learn through dance, you can learn numeracy through counting, or you can learn very creative things about imagination and play, and it has many different aspects. Mm. I think I have to go and rescue my child before he cracks his skull.
It's just Jacob!
I asked Polly what she felt was the most successful thing about the dance performance.
I think the most successful thing about it, because I'm a dancer and a lot of dance performances are not necessarily that accessible, and the most important thing about something like this is that lots of people who wouldn't have access to dance normally will get to see it, and then perhaps audiences can expand because they might see something advertised in a theatre that they wouldn't normally think that they would go and see, and then having seen something like this, they would then. So I think that's really important, that it can be available for all sorts of people.
So also you say that it might not be accessible to some certain people. Do you think that in primary education that dancing could be sort of, children could be made more aware of dancing if it's introduced to the
Absolutely, primary? And there's a lot of people working on the ground level doing that kind of work, but because it's not part of the national curriculum, it has to be kind of fitted into arts and health weeks and all sorts of things. So if we're serious about art in this country, then we need to, from a Westminster level, take serious action about allowing children accessibility to art.
Accessibility is something Mandy has a great passion for. She believes all children should be allowed access to the arts, no matter what creed, upbringing or background.
My real desire is to make this syllabus available to all children, irrespective of whether they can afford to go to extracurricular classes and be taken there privately and paid for by their parents. So, yes, it's getting into the education sector and encouraging teachers in early years education to have the confidence to teach this syllabus, which I think they will be able to do. So Morris the Mouse works just as well for a Lebanese child, a Japanese child, an African child, an English child, as it does, you know, so across the board, they all like Morris the Mouse. It doesn't matter that it's not indigenous to whichever country they come from. They just relate to that idea. Children relate to things, and that's a universal thing, I think.
I caught up with dancers involved in the International Dance Festival. I asked them how they felt their performance went and their views on dance.
I like to see feel the audience's feedback, you know, see them smiling like, oh my god, wow, what's that? That's what makes me like smile when I perform. But yeah, I've done quite a few things, so I'm quite glad to be where I am for 2 years, I think.
I've been dancing for about 7.5 years. We've been rehearsing for this piece for exactly 2 weeks, actually. We only actually had the stages for like 2 days. So.
Oh, right, so you've only got scripts for like the stages.
It's completely different, obviously, with the height and stuff, and the danger, and the flares and everything, you know. It's awesome. I've done most competitive sports generally, and I think dancing is probably the hardest like physical thing I've ever done, actually, to be honest.
How's it first getting to dancing? Started dancing in A-levels, then went on to train in a degree in London, Laban Centre. Helps with confidence, that'd be a key role, I think. Loads of physicality, wants to keep fit. Just the beauty of it, aesthetics. Yeah, it's good to introduce them, kids that are a lot younger.
I've always been interested in extreme sports and like skateboarding and snowboarding, all that kind of stuff. I'm interested in movement, so if you enjoy it, then do it. You learn somewhere and you don't get things straight away, and that's what life is, so dance is the same. Go for it.
La Four Prima Dance Syllabus is a teaching resource for the ages of 3 to 7, including DVD, music and written content. As well as this, Mandy has committed to helping teachers of the syllabus through training and one-to-one sessions. It is her desire to encourage teachers in need of some inspiration and act as a mentor to those who are welcoming.
I am convinced that if I'd had a syllabus of this type when I graduated 30-something years ago, it would have been such a tremendous advantage and benefit to me as a teacher, because instead of struggling through and working it out myself, I would have had a starting point which would have been brilliant, on which I could have built.
Teacher of the La Four Prima Syllabus, Laura Henderson.
The training that I was given was fantastic, because it wasn't just, you know, this is what we do here, this is what we do there. Mandy discussed how you can use different things in the class, different props you can use, ribbons and different things like that that you can incorporate in the exercises that she's created. And when she was training me, she was also working with the children, and I could see how I was supposed to be with the children, and she had this way with the children that I didn't know about. And so when it came to me teaching them, I could see where my faults were and things that I had to do and different things I had to say to be able to make the children understand me.
So not only would I really advocate trying to promote dance for young children, but I would like to be in a situation where I could pass on the knowledge that I've gained to other teachers, to young teachers starting out. And in promoting the Prima syllabus, this is something that I am willing to do for people who purchase the syllabus if they would like me to help them teach them the syllabus and give them... It's not just about the syllabus, it's how to approach teaching the syllabus that I think it works hand in hand.
La Four Prima Dance Syllabus is a four-year dance programme available to both dance teachers and non-dance teachers. Unaffiliated with any other dance organisation, the syllabus is innovative and creative and a success in 14 countries. For further information, contact the creator, Mandy Fouracre, on 01344 466 017.
You don't have to be a member of La Four Prima Dance Limited to teach the syllabus. You buy the syllabus as an independent, unaffiliated teaching resource, and therefore it's yours to use. And it all begins with young children. I think that's something that's underestimated by many major dance organisations. Young children are really important.